The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the College for Creative Studies, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent. How is CCS doing this fine day?
So far, so good. You know, it's quiet, it's calm. New cafeteria, you know.
Who is your food supplier? What conglomerate supplies you with food?
I still think it's Sodexo, but they just
have different grades.
Yes,
A,
I know.
B, C, D, F.
I'm not sure which one we have. So it looks nicer.
Excellent.
You know, but it wasn't open on the first day, which kind of caused some confusion.
Huh.
So they weren't ready. It's okay.
I see.
It's all right. Could be worse. But we've got fun dining options all around. I went to Mexican town today for lunch.
Of course you do.
Including the cafe at the DIA right across the street. That's good food.
That's also Sodexo.
Is it?
It is.
It's where?
A+. A+. Speaking of a man who's always ready on the first day, it's Professor Chuck Hokett from ITS.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm slowly taking away my Tiger apps updates.
Yeah, it was really hard.
Slowly being deleted.
Especially because I went to our university night, which was a really big successful thing, except for it was a
horrible game of the series.
It was just the best weather. Yep. The food was great. The people around. There were so many students there. Yep. We got a super cool like Detroit Mercy-based hat out of it.
I heard that.
And then it was a crud game across the table from me. Professor Jim Tubbs is here from Religious Studies.
Hello.
So,
I've been to three meetings before this today. So,
oh, you count this as a meeting?
I've been to three meetings before this.
I thought this is not a meeting.
This is more enjoyable.
Okay, that's what I was hoping you would say. This is like the therapy. You know?
Yeah, that's right. Like, this is therapy for the mentally like the challenged.
We all fit in that category in some way, shape, or form. Another person who knows a lot about acronyms and logos is Professor Dan Maggio of the
Lego
organization.
You know, we're very busy, and I feel like it should be like a month and a half.
I still think it's 1995.
You just dress like it's that.
I was going to go there.
Do you party like it's 1995?
Hey, I put away my parachute pants in 1989 already, okay? Leave me be.
Please, Hammer.
How about your mullet?
Don't hurt him.
That's a Canadian tradition. Leave that be.
Oh, my gosh. Well, folks, this is a program. You can send us questions regarding anything. Actually, I'm going to challenge people out there. Usually when I say things like this, they come true in a few weeks. Throw us some questions specifically about 1995. Let's see what happens.
Oh,
you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. Send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter. Or you can find us on Facebook. You know, I sent an email out a couple weeks ago to the entire faculty of the university, that's several hundred people all at once, and asked them to send me some question sets. And within, according to these timestamps here, within 5 minutes, Richard Hyde, I believe, from the law school, actually sent me something. It's short and sweet, and it's really cute. You have to have a question about Canada in honor of Kathy Bush. So here you go.
Oh.
What U.S. president accurately predicted the future when he held a baby that was only a few months old and said, "I'd like to toast the future Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Pierre Trudeau"?
Nixon?
It was Nixon. Yeah. Oh, Jim jumped all over it.
His dad was the Prime Minister.
And his wife was?
His wife got around.
So Studio 54.
Wow. I love how you knew that immediately.
Trudeau's
that
was what, 40, 45? 45?
The new Trudeau?
Yeah,
yes.
The new Trudeau.
He's a young one,
So, well, there
he's
you go.
He's doing a good job.
Speaking of predicting the future.
And he can also dance.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's all kinds of memes all over Canada. It's hilarious. But they like him for the most part. He can also break up a tussle in Parliament, too. So,
well, that's a good skill.
A tussle?
Yes.
Is the legislature in Canada called Parliament?
Yes.
It is.
Canadian Parliament.
Interesting.
We're good for
sort of like the difference between Little Caesars and Pizza Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. And bagged milk.
Yeah, that's right. That's a different story.
You guys will never get over that one, will you?
No.
When last we left our heroes, Julie Elder of Poughkeepsie had sent us in the questions. We only had a couple more to do where we give four movie titles. and you have to find the actor or actress that had been in all four of those movies. Just a couple more to go. Out of Africa, The River Wild, Postcards from the Edge, Mamma Mia.
Oh, wow.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. Wow, you guys got that fast.
And that other movie that Jim, you were supposed to see, remember? That Florence, what's
it? I did.
Oh, yeah.
I did. It was.
It was fun.
Yeah, great.
I understood the critique of the Detroit Free Press writer because he felt torn between this is someone that you have to ridicule because her voice was so bad, but on the other hand, by the end of the movie, you sort of feel sympathetic toward mm-hmm. her, so you shouldn't be ridiculing her. I think those things just have to be held in tension. It was mm-hmm. it was a good movie and a great job of acting on her yep. part. And Hugh Grant.
As
did a
per
great
usual,
job.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. So the modern Get Smart movie, Tootsie, Ed Wood, The Monuments Men.
Okay, so it was Anne Hathaway, Steve Carell. Who else is in
Get What's Smart?
The guy
Smart.
From Roseanne.
The Tootsie, John Monuments John Men. Yeah. No, it's not what it says.
Bill Murray?
No. It's Bill Murray is what it says yes. here. Yeah,
he's in everything, isn't
yeah,
he?
It's really,
he, was
a, he shows
he's
up
like
everywhere.
The new Samuel L. Jackson.
If you haven't seen it, a movie with him is St. Vincent.
Oh, okay.
It is fantastic. Huh. Seriously, if you just want like a quirky, really fun movie, he's spectacular in it.
Excellent.
It's kind of irreverent, and it's funny and sad. It's all kind of rolled into one. It's really good.
Try this last one on for size. Kingpin, Meatballs, Charlie's Angels, The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Bill Murray.
It's Bill Murray again. That yeah, that's exactly yeah, right.
I remember Grand Budapest.
He played Charlie. Didn't he play Charlie in Charlie?
He was in Charlie's Angels. Yep.
Yeah, he was Charlie. Bosley.
Bosley. David
that's
Bosley.
Right.
Yes.
I just remember Grand Budapest. Okay, got it.
Thanks that's for the great fun. Questions, Julie. Those were great.
Whew.
We're
Send more.
On to a new set. I hope the time away from the school year has been fruitful. Uh-oh. July 12th. Okay, now I get it.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Okay.
The pain has returned. Below are 12 questions with an underlying theme. I'm sure the panel will figure out the theme by the second question.
Yeah, as always, jump to conclusions.
No, we're not there.
Let's see if we can do it by the first question.
They're written.
As always, I hope they'll prove challenging and fun. Warmer than usual wishes, as humidity has been sweltering from Valencia, California. Frank Burrows.
Oh, Frank. Thanks, Frank.
Okay, Frank. 12 Let's questions. See.
So who could put it all together here? What singer was born LaDonna Adrian Gaines? LaDonna Adrian Gaines.
Was she a soul singer? Was she?
Oh, she was a soulful singer.
Was?
I
was
would
it
put
Donna
her more,
Summer?
It's Donna Summer. I was going to put her more in the disco category. Yes, yeah. Donna Ooh. Summer. Well done. Who was the actress that played the bionic woman?
Lindsay Wagner.
That's right. Whoops. So, two questions in.
These are all 70s things thus far.
No, that's not it.
Okay.
Women things.
Bionic
women.
No, not women. I'm surprised.
Singer.
Lindsay Wagner, Donna Summers. Does this have something to do with her health?
Nope.
Nope.
However, what was the name of the bionic woman?
Jamie
Summers. Okay, Summers?
Yeah.
Summer question.
Summer. What Nickelodeon game show did Mark Summers host?
What was that drippy thing?
This was my generation.
Yeah, what was it? They used to,
I love this show.
What the heck was the name of it?
They would have them answer trivia questions, and they had to do an obstacle course full of glue.
And they would slime them every 5 minutes. Yep. What the heck was the name of it?
Well, let's just say that you ask somebody to do something, and they don't want to do it. And so you dare them, and they say no again.
Double dare?
Double dare.
Dare them. There you go. Double Dare was
Double
the
dog
name
dare,
of the show.
Triple Dog Dare.
Yeah. Triple put dog. Your tongue out there.
He skimmed the double dog and went straight to the triple dog.
Trick a dog dare.
Yeah.
So at the point these questions are being written, thank you, Frank, there are only two cities from the southern hemisphere of the Earth that have hosted the Summer Olympics. The third will be Rio. What were the other two?
Well, Sydney.
Sydney in 2000.
Australia and...
probably some South America, maybe.
Nope. No. Rio was the first South American city ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Sydney, I would say. South Africa.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Who else? It's actually another Australian city.
Perth.
Oh, Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. 56. Yeah.
Wow.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because Dame Edna used to talk about that. They took in borders during the 1956 Olympics.
Wow. In what year did swimmer Summer Sanders win Summer Olympic gold?
96, was it?
Wasn't 96.
92.
92, yep. They narrowed it down there very, very quickly. Boy, United States domination is swimming after Rio, and we are on point, huh? Yeah.
I think we're amphibious. Or you guys are amphibious. Well,
Phelps is definitely amphibious.
Of course, we don't know what's going to come out as everybody's test, you know, drug test scores get put online.
Yeah, I read some pretty nasty stuff the other day about how the Russian hackers got a hold of all the U.S. Olympians' drug records.
Well, it's not just Olympians. I mean, well, Serena Williams. Well, she was in the Olympics, I guess.
Yeah. Right. No, yeah, she was.
She was.
Yeah. She was. Yeah.
But it came out that Simone Biles has ADHD, and she'd been taking her medication every day. And, of course, that was reported to the IOC up front. So. Who was match game panelist Brett Summers' famous acting husband?
Jack
Klugman.
Oscar Madison. And Quincy.
I have watched reruns of a match game before. Was there anything else that Brett Summers did? Besides being on the
She was Blanche on The Odd Couple.
Oh.
She was Oscar's ex-wife.
Wow. Okay.
So it was like Jack Klugman's wife played the ex-wife.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, I could figure out what
A lot of those old shows, that question applies. Like Kitty Carlisle from To Tell the Truth.
Okay.
Like, what did you do? She's a socialite.
Yeah,
I think it's a writer.
That's all she is.
She was Miles Hart's wife.
Yeah.
Who's?
The musician. Composer.
Oh, I mean, I didn't know that. Have you watched the new one on ABC? There's a new match game?
That's right. Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
Not the same.
You got to watch the old ones.
Yeah.
He does. Those ones are really 77.
He doesn't have that same mic swagger that Gene Rayburn used to have. Yeah. You know, that big long
microphone.
Yeah.
That's right.
A la Bob Barker.
Yeah. But that was his weapon, though, so.
Who sung the famous song Summertime Blues?
I can hear it in my head.
What am I going to do? Because there ain't no cure for
Mungo Jerry, was it?
Nope.
No, who was it?
I mean, this has been remade so many times that all of them are flowing together in my head.
Hold on.
I can hear the guy singing it.
Yeah. I can too. About, 72 or so?
Mm-hmm. Oh, crap. Initials E.C.
Not Eric Clapton.
Well, that was good that you saw.
And not Eric Cartman.
No, not Eric Cartman. It was Eddie Cochran.
Gotcha.
After what morbid weather phenomenon does an Indian summer follow?
The Ides of March?
Had this all messed up. I just assumed that if you got
The first frost.
Right. It's often called the killing frost is what it's called. Because all the plants go dead, but then it warms back up again.
I have never heard that.
I always thought that Indian summer was like, it got a little warm in the middle of September. But that's more like
November.
Late October, and then everything warms up again. So, the killing
frost. They don't see when the gopher goes back in his hole.
Or whatever.
The groundhog. That's what I was thinking of. Do they see if he's back in his horse sitting outside on a lounge chair, just kind of waiting for more sunlight?
Having a cocktail.
What song includes the lyric, Jimmy quit, Jody got married?
John Cougar Mellencamp's. No. Brian Adams, Summer of 69.
Yeah, very well done. I understand.
I knew it was a rocker.
If I remember this correctly.
And a Canadian.
That's who.
That if you take Brian Adams' birth year, he would have been about a good old 3 or 4 years old during the summer of 69. It's just interesting. It's just a song about a story, but it wasn't really about him, right? So it's just.
It's all good.
What summer event took place at the Palace of Auburn Hills on 30 August 1993? There were many more that followed. I did not go to this, but sadly, many of my friends did.
Like SummerSlam, WrestleMania.
SummerSlam, WWF. That's right.
Palace.
Oh, I don't know what to say about that. Do not know what to say. In what New York county would you find the town of Summers?
Somerset.
It's a good guess, but it's incorrect.
Where's Jason when
Summerdale.
We need him?
Is it
Westchester?
Westchester. Yeah, it is Westchester. Oh, that was pretty funny. That was great. In 2016, how many hours of sunlight would Reykjavik, Iceland get at the summer solstice, so their longest day? Of the 24 hours, how many hours of light?
24?
23.
Where's Kendra when needed?
I know. You're all over it, but I think if we push them all together and divide by four, 21 hours of sunlight.
Wow.
Yes.
That would mess me up.
Yes, it does. One of the greatest movies I've ever seen, Insomnia. I love that movie.
I live it. Oh.
The guy gets off the plane as the, you know, cop expert, and they go look at the scene, and he's all like, oh, we got to, you know, who is here to witness this? Oh, it was this high schooler, blah, blah, blah. Well, let's pull him out of school and go interview them. He's like, it's 1 a.m. right now, and the sun's just beating down.
Glaring.
And it makes him go insane.
I remember being in Healy, Alaska, just north of Denali, and I woke up at, it was either 2:30 or 3 in the morning, and it was like dusk. You know, right. It was just, the sun was just beginning to set.
Wild.
It
wild.
Does do strange that, things to your brain.
Dear Ask the Professor people, over the last few months since my last submission, I've taken the task of coming up with another varied list of questions in hope of stumping the panel. Thanks again for some of the most entertaining and educational podcasts around. Wow.
That's us? We do that?
Sincerely appreciated, Amber Hubley, your loyal fan and avid listener in San Diego, California.
Good.
Can I also get a shout out to my aunt in Plymouth to send in questions? I know she listens all the time and yet steadfast refuses to come up with questions.
Slacker.
Please help me with the peer pressure.
Send us her address. Yeah. We will go pay her a visit.
Yeah.
Dan.
We'll show up at the door.
We'll show up with mug in hand.
Yeah. That's give what
us,
you think.
Give us questions.
I'm showing up with a new UDM tube sock and oranges in it. So
oh my gosh.
We'll take care of this.
Where were the 1924 Olympics held?
Athens?
It doesn't say that.
Paris.
Is Paris, yeah. It's a pretty good guess to start off way back in the day.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that Chariots of Fire was made about.
Oh, there you go. Okay, that makes sense. In what year? Oh, I'm sorry, in what year? What was Lee Marvin's last movie?
Oh,
who could tell?
Yeah, he looked the same in all of them, didn't he? He looked like
Marvin.
A catcher's mitt in all of them. I mean,
think it was a Western. It wasn't a Western.
Oh, so it's some like sort of weird movie where he came back.
Robert type movie?
No? I'd only seen bits of this movie before. It's definitely a campy, kishy favorite, but...
So it's not Cannonball Run or anything like that?
No, it's not. No, it wasn't in one of the...
It wasn't a comedy.
No, I don't think it was a comedy on purpose.
Oh, oops. Oops.
So the Greek letter that we use to describe change?
Delta.
Delta Force?
Delta Force is
Delta
what it was.
Force. Oh, I would never have guessed that.
What was it? What Delta Force about? I don't think it was a cowboy movie, right?
No, it was a team of
Marines or military guys.
Some secretive military guys that went in and
it was like the A-team with bigger budget.
Okay. So it definitely wasn't
like
a comedy.
The Dirty Dozen or something.
Yeah, that makes sense. What fictional TV couple lived at 46 Peacock Drive in Cheviot Hills, California.
Cheviot?
Cheviot.
Is that even
modern day or?
Cheviot Hills.
Modern day?
No.
Modern as of the 70s?
A couple.
Lucy and Ricky.
That's a good guess, but
no,
I think
New
we're
York,
seven
New
further.
It's not the Brady Bunch, is it?
Nope. It was a couple. Just a man.
Just
and a
couple?
Just a man.
Yep.
Just
a couple. Show in the 70s or just a couple?
It could be bridging over into the early 80s if I get my
life. Have any
because
children?
Technically, they lived at this address during their spinoff.
Mork and Mitt, no, they were in Colorado.
When this stuff comes, I just assume Dave's going to get it.
Hold
right
on, hold on.
Top of his head.
Spinoff from the late 70s?
So they were on a show that spun off into their own show where they lived at this address.
So who spun off the Happy Days?
Joni and Chachi. No, they moved to Chicago.
Who?
What about the
California? It wasn't All in the Family because that was New York.
Yeah. Who's in California? Yeah.
It's not the Partridge. No.
No, they never spun off.
Sometimes you guys...
missing the obvious?
Was it
the Ropers?
It was the Ropers. Yeah, that's what the Ropers
Stanley
are.
Stanley and Ellen Roper. Gotcha.
California from...
that's right. Okay, I kept thinking, who's in California?
Right. But it was only in their spinoff show.
Okay. Yeah, I still love some of the weird, goofy things from that show. I found out... Do you guys remember the opening bit where in Three's Company where John Ritter's riding his bike and he turns around and he sees that gorgeous woman walking down the sidewalk? That was actually Suzanne Somers with a different wig.
Huh.
That was her again.
So. Oh, wow.
Interesting things.
Doesn't he bite his finger
something
when he sees
like
her?
That, yeah.
And I was like,
something
oh.
like that.
There was a former U.S. president and a former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court that were born both on 1st of October, 1924. Born on the same day.
So 20.
What would Carter be the president?
Carter is the president. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Okay.
And he's still so around.
Would have been Warren around.
Burger.
Not Burger. I think chief, after Burger.
A chief justice of the Supreme Court?
I don't know why, but that
after Burger?
After Burger. Rehnquist?
It was Rehnquist, yeah.
Rynchburg. Uh-huh.
Yep. October 1st, 1924. Wow. What famous Detroit actor graduated Denby High School and was Marlon Brando's roommate at some point?
George C. Scott?
No. That's a great guess, by the way.
Yeah, he's a Detroiter, right?
Yep.
If I remember right.
I believe so.
He was.
I wouldn't have guessed Denby, though.
I wouldn't have been able to get this because I know this person's name, but I don't know stuff they've been in. I apologize. The initials are W.C.
Marlon Brando's?
Marlon Brando's roommate. I mean, what does that mean?
Is Walter. William? Not Walter.
Maybe a shortened form of
Wally. Wally Cox.
Wally Cox. Wally Cox. There we go. So tell me about Wally Cox.
Oh, Wally Cox. Well, he was on a lot of those quiz shows.
Okay. You know,
Hollywood Squares.
Hollywood Squares. And
wasn't he the voice of someone?
Oh, Wally Cox. He's hilarious.
Yes,
right?
He is.
He's very kind of scatty. Either he is scatterbrained or pretends to be.
Pretends to be scatterbrained.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know who that
weird
is.
Weird hair, big glasses.
Yes.
Kind of nerdy, even for that era. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Which famous actor nearly got the role of the monster in Young Frankenstein due to his height and, frankly, his resemblance to Boris Karloff?
Ted Cassidy?
Not Ted Cassidy. This is another darling of the internet meme, folks.
Of the internet meme?
He looks like Boris Karloff.
He definitely did, and I believe he recently passed away.
Gene Wilder?
Not Gene Wilder.
Oh,
Vincent Price?
Nope.
No. He's not tall. Gene Wilder's not tall enough.
Okay. I'm just trying to think who looks kind of ghoulish, tall, ghastly.
Lon Chaney?
Crusty-looking guy. There's no other way to put it.
Abe Vigoda?
Abe Vigoda.
Oh, yeah.
The monster.
No.
Instead it went to
Peter Boyle.
Peter Boyle.
Yeah, that would have been interesting. Abe Vigoda, though?
Abe
Vigoda would have been good in that part.
But could he dance?
Yeah, who knows?
Putting on the Ritz.
Yeah.
Who coined the term American cheese, which did not exist until 1916?
Kraft.
That's exactly correct. James Kraft. Prior to that, Americans just called it yellow cheese.
Some still do.
My kids, I mean...
Racial profiling, I tell you. Oh, I'm kidding.
I'll take some of that processed stuff that's yellow.
One kid who's kind of a cheese snob, you know, he's like, cut me a piece of Jarlsberg, you know. And the other one is like, nope, nothing but those squares. Give me the squares. Just give it to me in the wrapper. I'll take the wrapper off myself.
Wow. Well, see, I like blue cheeses, and none of those are American.
Oh, that's true. That is definitely true. In what city was the majority of the movie Escape from New York shot?
Los Angeles.
Toronto? Good guess, Chicago? But incorrect.
Toronto, Vancouver, Chicago.
New Orleans, New York,
San Antonio.
It was devastated.
Detroit, East, West,
Baltimore.
let's say Gateway to the West.
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Okay. Why St. Louis?
I don't know. They had a tax credit, probably.
Probably. Oh, film incentives. Gosh. Doggone it.
What is the largest fish that can be naturally found in the Great Lakes?
The muscular.
It's not a muskie. Muskie's the smaller version of this.
Is a walleye big?
Walleye's big, but sturgeon? Not as big as this. Sturgeon is what it says here.
Sturgeon.
Yes. Like a sturgeon.
Like a...
Yes. I can't take credit for that joke. Barney Clark was the world's first recipient of an artificial heart.
Yes.
What did he do? What was his profession?
He was a doctor, wasn't he?
He was a professional smoker.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah. He was a cheese taster.
He wasn't a doctor, but he was in the under the umbrella of healthcare.
A dentist.
He was a dentist, yeah.
Really? Well, the second person to get a heart transplant was a dentist, Louis Washansky in South Africa.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. Washansky was the first. It was, it'll come to me eventually. But yeah.
Well, the Jarvik 7.
The Jarvik 5,
Five. I knew it was one of them.
He was mixing it up with Speed Racer.
Oh, Sputnik.
What group had a minor hit with Muskrat Love before Captain and Tennille?
Tony and Tennille.
Not Captain Tennille?
Not Tony.
Oh, somebody sang that song before them?
Yes. A very well-known 70s era band. Whoa. With a very, very generic name.
Yes, or something like that.
You're almost there.
Rush?
The Who?
Not The Who, no.
What? Oh.
Yeah, the Who wouldn't sing Muskrat Lullaby.
I wish I could remember.
That would be interesting.
The lead singer's name, because I'll never get it right. But it's just, it's in that trough with Grand Funk and just like all this stuff coming,
Boston,
coming down the pipeline.
Yes.
Chicago.
It was
Asia.
America.
America.
America sang Muskrat Love.
Okay.
What is the name of Jupiter's largest moon?
Europa.
It's not, actually. Although Europa's up there.
What are the other moons called?
Io
is one of the other moons, but it's not one of the big ones.
Thinking of 2001.
Mm-hmm. Starts with the letter G, if you know your Greek mythology.
Oh.
Which is the only reason I got pulled into studying cosmology.
I was
going
to say Titan? No.
Nope, that's a moon of Saturn.
Moon of Saturn, sorry.
Wrong moons.
The answer is, it would be very difficult for me to give you a clue here. Ganymede is the name.
Oh, Ganymede. Okay.
What is Crocodile Dundee's first name?
Mick.
Mick. Now that's a knife.
It's a knife.
What is the job title of a person whose job it is to take care of a horse's hooves?
Hoof maker.
No,
not a blacksmith.
No,
you're really close, Michael.
Farrier.
Is a farrier. Yes. My old high school friend. She had gone and gotten her doctor of veterinary medicine and somehow gotten a job clearing horses to run at the races, was joking when she sent me an email like, oh, I met somebody and he's a farrier. I'm like, well, what other person are you going to meet? Like a mobster, you know, a jockey? Like there's only
you
got to
make sure it's farrier and furrier. That's all.
It's a farrier. What is the famous line uttered by Admiral Akbar in Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi?
Oh, it's a trap.
It's a trap.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't everything.
What member of the British royal family was not required by protocol to bow to Queen Elizabeth II?
The dogs.
The corgis.
The corgis.
The swans.
Her husband.
Oh, no. Her husband has to bow to her.
Her mother?
Her son.
Her mother.
Oh, her mother.
Okay.
Oh, that's really? True. She was queen, too. Yeah.
So she did not have to bow.
I was going to say,
because she was queen or because she was mum?
I think because she was the mother of the queen. So both.
Or if she did, she might not be able to get back up.
What stand-up comedian starred with Brooke Shields in her sitcom Suddenly Susan? It was actually a relatively entertaining show.
It was.
Very, very well-known, extremely loud-mouthed, fast-talking, red-headed comedian.
Carrot Top?
Not Carrot Top. Comedian.
Comedian. Oh, Sandra Bernhard?
Nope. Female. A female, so initials KG. I do actually like some of her stuff. She's pretty funny. It was Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin.
Yep.
Oh, I don't.
Is that when she started?
Hers right here.
With that bell, I think we're going to have to say goodbye, Professor Maggio.
Goodbye.
Professor Tubbs.
Bye.
Professor Hokett.
Blue Tigers, goodbye.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.